This is Vincent Price with a special Halloween feature. There is a house in Monterey that is now a museum. It is said to be inhabited by a female ghost, a woman in black. It is thought by many to be the spirit of Mrs. Juan Gerardin, the owner of the house. The many individuals who believe the ghost to be Mrs. Gerardin point to the year when Robert Louis Stevenson was a guest in her house, 1879. That year, in December, Mrs. Gerardin's grandchildren became very ill.
Please, dear God, don't let them die. Don't let them.
They died of typhoid. The first significant sighting of the woman in black was observed by the curator of this museum late one afternoon. The curator, on his rounds, checking each room prior to locking up for the night, was startled when he observed a woman, costumed all in black, holding a doll, and quietly standing near the foot of the children's bed in the nursery.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you'll have to leave. It's past closing time.
Oh, certainly. Yes.
He started to leave the room, but when he turned around again, he found that the room was empty. Empty except for the doll on the floor near the bed. That doll became a permanent part of the museum. One evening, the caretaker...
But it was after the house had been closed for the night. I was working in the garden. I must be hearing things.
After turning off the alarm system, he checked every room. No trace of anyone. Everything was in its place. Still hearing the voice, he went for the other guard. Both hearing the singing, they checked the museum again. This time, upon reaching the nursery...
The singing. It's coming.
The doll!
Whether or not the doll had actually been singing might be questioned. But there is no doubt that the doll had been moved. The doll had been carefully tucked in the baby's crib. All of this is true, and you can prove it. You can visit the haunted house in Monterey today, but hang on to your children. And if anything should happen... This is Vincent Price inviting you to celebrate Halloween with us again when we bring you another tale from the world of the macabre.